The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Faster action is needed as water quality shows little overall improvement in 2025. That is according to the latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency. And joining me now is the president of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman. Good evening to you, Francie. It's not a great result, this report from the EPA. It says our waterways are not really improving in any great way. And it places the finger of blame fairly squarely at the door of agriculture and farmers.
Yeah, good evening, Ciara. And firstly, look, we always look forward to the EPA report to see what they have to say about our water quality. And we've engaged in a huge way with them over the last couple of years in particular to see how we could do that at farm level. And there has been an amount of work done at farm level, I think, over the last 2 years in particular. And the results today, we would have probably expected those results to be better than they are. And to be clear, at farm level, the amount of work that has been done in terms of what we're doing at farm level, nutrient management plans, how we look after our soils, how we look after our farmyards, we would have expected those results to be better. But I do believe before you can get a whole-scale improvement, you do have to have a stabilisation. And what it does show is a stabilisation in water quality, maybe even a slight improvement in some water bodies. But I think, you know, the measures that were taken at farm level will lead to an improvement in time. And I think that's acknowledged by most people. The measures that we are taking at farm level are the right ones. And look, we do engage with the EPA, and if they say to us that we should be doing things different, we take that on board.
Well, they do say that. They say that the main problem with our water is that it's too nutrient rich. That there's too much nitrates, there's too much phosphorus, that is the runoff from agriculture and largely down to things like slurry spreading.
And as I said, the measures that we've taken on farm now around how we use our nutrients. Most farms now, particularly farms in irrigation, use a nutrient management plan. And farmers think with their pocket a lot of the time. And if you're wasting nutrients and you have nitrates running into the water courses, that's like money out of your pocket going down the drain. And we fully understand as farms the value of the nutrients that we have on our farms that our animals produce and that we purchase in at huge costs. And we know the issue around fertilizer costs at the moment. There's no farmer willingly wasting that. And we have been on this journey, albeit maybe a bit delayed. It's something maybe we should have been looking at more seriously if you go back 5-10 years, but certainly at the moment across the country, farmers have really bought into this. We've bought into the Chagas Better for Farming for Water program.
So what fancy are farmers doing to decrease the runoff, the runoff of these nitrates, these nutrients into our rivers, into our lakes, into our waterways? What are you actually doing and what can be done?
Well, I think what we're doing and what can be done is that we're storing our nutrients now, and we're trying to spread them at the right time of the year. And look, I would acknowledge that there are farmers that do not spread at the right time of the year, albeit a small number. But that frustrates me. It frustrates
farmers.
And
just explain for listeners who don't necessarily know that there are times of the year when you're not supposed to spread nutrients and slurry. Just explain briefly what those restrictions around slurry spreading are.
Generally, in the depths of winter, when you don't have sufficient grass growth on farms to take up nutrients, it's recommended that you don't spread new organic or chemical nutrients on your land till you get a period in the spring where grass can grow and take up the nutrients. And look, we buy into that. And I think it frustrates farmers when a small number of farmers that don't comply with this do it. The rest of us have invested in our farmyards in a huge way. We need more investment. There's no question about that. We know that. I think, to be fair, the government know that as well. But like everything in the world, it's money makes the world go around, and we do need to see greater levels of support. And I'd say even the government acknowledge that. It's to find the money to be able to do it, and that if we could store those nutrients for longer and have the choice to be able to spread them at the right time, even in the periods when we're supposed to be spreading, you would see an even greater improvement. And it's not just that. It's how we manage our soils. It's how we manage the runoff from our farmyards, the runoff from our fields into the rivers using buffer strips. There's 8 measures there in the Chagas Better Farming for Water program. Some of them are not just about investment. Some of them about a change in attitude, a change in management practices.
And there still are many in the farming community, Francie, who complain about calendar farming, about the prohibited times of the year when you're not supposed to spread and all of that. They say, oh, it's actually perfect for spreading. But it is known that the evidence is there that the leach during the winter period is much higher into our waterways than it would be during the summer period. So why are people still moaning about it and giving out about it?
Well, a very, very small number. And look, there's a frustration there, I suppose, that if you struggle to have the amount of storage to get you through the closed period, and then you get into a bad weather period when you could be spreading and you're not supposed to be spreading, you need more nutrient storage. And that's the point that we've made about more nutrient storage, that it allows you greater flexibility when you spread. But we are not denying the fact that in the depths of winter, when we're not supposed to be spreading, you shouldn't be spreading. And most farmers have gone on that journey. And we need to see everybody adopting that. But look, there's bad actors in every sector, not just farming. And
should there be more sanctions for those bad actors? Because, I'm a great supporter of the farmers, and I believe, in our agricultural industry, it's important to Ireland, it's important culturally to Ireland, all of that. But nonetheless, we have problems with our waterways, and report after report, year after year, come from the EPA, and it all comes back to the door of agriculture, and it isn't improving with any kind of speed.
I think the sanctions that are there are quite severe, and the inspection regimes that we have continue to increase the asks around farmers. So I think the sanctions are fine. Fine is probably not the right word for me to use, but the sanctions are quite significant. And look, the pressures on water quality are not just agriculture, Ciara. We have probably a doubling of our population in the last 40 or 50 years, and that alone in itself brings pressure on water quality as well. So it's not just agriculture. I think everybody is looking at this, whether it's farmers, whether it's our local authorities dealing with urban wastewater treatment plants. The EPA mentioned that as well. We all need to look at it and see how we can address it in our own industry. So I don't really want to apportion blame to anyone outside of agriculture. I would prefer to deal with us, what we're doing in the agriculture sector. And I'm quite proud of the amount of work that our farmers have done at farm level, how they've bought into the message to improve water quality that's been delivered from the EPA through the department, through Chagas.
I know you're saying that, but I'm just looking at the report, Francie. The decline in Ireland's highest quality water bodies is a serious warning sign. So the EPA are worried. Our best quality water bodies are now in decline as well. And we know in particular in the southeast of the country that this is an issue. And is that not the case because of all the tillage that goes on there?
And Ciara, if you look at the figures.
All around the country, but it's concentrated in an area with higher levels of agriculture.
Yeah, and oftentimes probably the county that's most associated with the most, the biggest agricultural county in the country by far is County Cork. And County Cork, with the most number of dairy cows, the most number of farmers in derogation, has the fourth best water quality if you measure it by county. So I think you can't really it's not a one size fits all. And I think in the individual areas where there are problems, like in the southeast, like in the south, where it's been fingered that we need to improve, extra efforts are being made. And we have a rollout of the EIPs. I think in the southeast area, there's 1,700 tillage farmers now growing green crops. That's something that wasn't happening 2 years ago. So I think you're going to see an improvement in those areas. And it's going to take time. It doesn't happen overnight. But I really, really do believe that at farm level, the practices that we need to impose or take on in our farms, we are doing it. We're listening to best advice. Water quality for farmers. We want good quality water more than anybody, not just to feed to ourselves, but to feed to our animals. We understand the importance of it for producing our milk and our beef and our pig meat or whatever, for growing our crops. So, it's a journey we are on, and it's something that we have really bought into.
A last question for you, Francie. Just you and I have discussed before the issues around Bordbia, Brazilian beef, Larry Murrin, the occupation of the Bordbia offices, all of that. Obviously, the review is in, the probe into the governance of Bordbia, and it has fully endorsed the chair, Larry Murrin. The IFA took a position on this, and you've been found, I suppose it would be fair to say, to be wholly wrong.
Anything but, Ciara. And look, that was a very difficult period, not just for IFA, not just for me sitting on the board of Bordbia, to raise this issue. It was a huge question of confidence in Bordbia at farmer level. That still exists in a huge way.
And while so do you not accept the findings of this review that endorses Larry Murrin?
The findings of the report show that there are 22 recommendations. that should be taken on by Mbor Bia. The minister has said in his statement that he looks forward to working with the board and Mbor Bia to see that those recommendations.
Sure, but you were calling for him to stand down, and this has fully endorsed him. So I'm asking you, do you accept the findings?
It actually hasn't fully endorsed him. I want to see the findings of the report implemented. I'm meeting the minister for agriculture on this issue tomorrow, and I'm going.
You don't accept that review that endorses Larry Murran.
The review, what the review said, Ciara, was that 83% of board members had confidence in Larry Murran. Now, my view is, if I was chairman of a board, I would want all the board members having confidence in me. But I'm going to sit down with the Minister for Agriculture tomorrow to discuss this issue. The important thing here is that we have a Mbor Bia that's fit for purpose going forward. That farmers have
this review has said that the governance at Mbor Bia is proper and in good standing, and it does endorse Larry Murran. So what is the next move now for the IFA? Because you kind of marched yourself up a hill.
It also says, Ciara, that there are governance issues that need to be addressed. There are conflict of interest issues that need to be addressed. The issue of Origin Green is really concerning. Lack of information been sent to the board in a timely fashion. There are 22 recommendations there. Every one of them address a serious issue. And what we're going to do is sit down with the Minister for Agriculture tomorrow. The confidence that farmers have in Mbor Bia is the most important thing asset that Mbor Bia have. And if we don't have that going forward, we have a Mbor Bia that's not going to be working the way it is. We want to see Mbor Bia working in a proper fashion. And we'll sit down with the Minister for Agriculture tomorrow. We'll discuss it and we'll see where we go from
there.
But we'll just make the final point again that this says Mbor Bia is working
in a proper fashion.
If you read one line in it, but if you go through the report and study it, it doesn't really say that. The recommendations wouldn't be there. The report in itself is an acknowledgement of the problem, and it doesn't deal with the issue that we had ultimately, in the spring when I raised it at board level about the chairman bringing in beef and chicken from Brazil, the chairman's business not been processed or accredited, and the fact that he operates out of a site that is on an EPA watch list. And we've already been talking about water quality. And I think, you know, all those points are really, really important. They resonate with farmers. Farmers want to see them addressed. And we want to see a Mbor Bia that farmers have confidence in going forward. And look, I'll await the outcome of the meeting with the minister tomorrow. Right. And we'll go back to our National Council and our National Office Committee, and we'll take it from there.
President of the IFA, Francie Gorman, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.